You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So the Bible offers a rich source of wisdom and guidance on various aspects of life, including principles for parenting. It's essential for parents to approach their role with humility, seeking wisdom, and being open to growth and learning. So today, let us look at the Bible, at what the Bible says about parenting and the right way to being a parent. We are joined on the line by my elder Nyiki to help us, you know, explore. Does the Bible say anything, you know, about how we should parent our children? My elder, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Kirsty and your listeners. I'm good. And you?
I am good, my elder. I hope that you're good and well and ready for the Sabbath.
Yes, I am.
Indeed, my elder.
Before Lord willing.
Amen. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us so that the Holy Spirit may guide us in this conversation?
Okay. Let's pray. Our kind and loving Father, who art in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. We thank you for giving us this opportunity once more, Heavenly Father, to deliberate on these matters that are quite sensitive. May each and everyone who's listening, Heavenly Father, pick up a point or two. Bless, use me. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. You know, my elder, we have a lot of things when it comes to parenting. And even when we study, there is gentle parenting, there is all of these parenting styles that are there. But does the Bible tell us how we should parent? And are there principles that we find in the Bible that guide us in terms of how we should raise our children and how we should be good parents?
Kirsty, let me just say up front, this is a very difficult topic to deal with, mainly because there's no precise manual for parenting. Yes, the Bible does cover all aspects of our lives, but one of the challenges that you face as a parent is each and every child is different.
Yes.
And the question is how do you deal with that one? And I'm saying this because we have a sort of a way of saying kids are the same.
Yes.
And we tend to want to treat them the same. And that's where we make, I want to believe, the mistake. Mm. But of course, as an ardent Adventist, I believe prayer is the answer. Mm. Although I must mention up front, prayer alone won't help. Mm. There must be something.
Okay.
After you've prayed.
Okay. So, okay. Yes. Yes, I'm there because...
Yeah. What I will do, because this is a lengthy topic, but I'll try and cover all the aspects.
Yes.
As much as I can, because you will find that you find these principles in the Bible, and we can apply them. But I think one of the first things that you also need to do is to ask ourselves the question, as a parent, why am I here? And Rick Warren asked this question in his book, Purpose Driven Life. And the answer that he gives is that I'm created by God, for God. So in other words, I'm placed on this earth by God, for God, not for myself. I am given children, I am given assets, I'm given whatever I'm given to use, not for myself, but for God. So in other words, what we are saying is that the children, and by the way, you might not biologically, you might not have children, but as a human being, there'll always be children around you that you can parent, even though you give birth to them directly. So what I'm trying to say, the topic covers all of us.
Yes.
So we are here, and then how do we go around this? Now, number one, love has to guide our thoughts and our operations. Respect because when you want to convey something, first you respect yourself, mm-hmm. and then you must respect the person you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning, we need to respect the children that we are dealing with, that yeah. we are raising. Forgiveness is yes. one of those.
Yes.
And mistakes will be made. We make mistakes.
True.
You know, my mother brought me up saying, Ndanam, if you don't forgive, how do you pray? How
hey.
Can you ask? Because in your prayer, you are saying, asking God to forgive because you also forgiven others.
Mm-hmm.
So that also applies to our kids as well. Flexibility is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of us are so strict that we want things done the way we know them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, things have changed, are not the same as we know them in our time.
Yes.
Kids of the 2000 are looking at things differently.
True.
So we need to be flexible and find ways that mean of reaching out to them and making an impact. And also intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be intentional about doing this.
Mm.
We cannot just leave everything to chance. Mm. We must do that.
Yep.
And by the way, I can give you the verses that go with this
yes.
to prove that we're getting from the Bible. For instance, the love. If you read 1 John 4, verse 10, in this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us first and sent his son to die for us.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So it didn't start with us. It started with God.
Mm.
When we're talking respect, Apostle Paul says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourself.
Mm.
So the children that sort of I'm raising, I must see them as more significant than me.
Mm.
In that way, we'll be able also to get their respect and also help them. Because at the end of the day, remember, we are raising children not for ourselves, but for our communities, for the world, for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to prepare them with that big picture in their mind. That's where Philippians 2 verse 3 comes in.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk forgiveness, I've already alluded to this, Matthew 6, 14 to 15.
Mm.
Talks to that point. And when you talk about the flexibility, Paul says, not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation to be content.
Yes.
So in other words, you must able to adapt in each and every situation.
Mm.
And at times put yourself in the shoes of that young person.
Yes.
And say, all right, if I were in his or her shoes, how would I deal with these things?
Yeah.
So the flexibility aspect is required, even at times when things don't go my way. I must try and reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Intentionality, Colossians 1 verse 10.
Mm.
And Paul talks to this, say, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing the knowledge of God.
Mm.
So I'm intentional. I've set up myself to
yes.
do this thing.
Mm.
You see, because at the end of the day, I know that one day I'll account to God. Now, I was just highlighting some of
yes.
those areas so that we can pick
yeah,
up some principles here and there.
Mm.
And when you read Proverbs 13, verse 24, I like it in the Amplified Classic Edition.
Mm-hmm.
He says, he who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines diligently and punishes him early.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if we talk about this rod, what is this rod? The rod that the psalmist is... the author is talking about here is the rod of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to apply discipline. But the last part of this verse says we need to do it diligently and we start early. By the way, if you read also the Revelation, I think it's 3 verse 19, you find these words. And the Lord says, all those I love, I punish.
Yeah.
Because the intention is to help them be better, to help them do good.
Yeah.
Ephesians 6 verse 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. All right?
Mm-hmm.
For this is right.
Yes.
Let's look at this. Now, he says obey. In other words, when you look at this, it talks both to children and to parents.
Yeah.
In other words, as much as children must obey, it means that parents must do their part of giving instruction,
mm-hmm.
of giving guidance, so that the little ones can then accept that guidance, whether it's discipline or because they are doing this, because when they look at you as a parent, they see Christ, because you are representing Christ.
Yeah.
And he says, for this is right. Now, remember, obedience teaches us wisdom and self-discipline.
Uh-huh.
That's why the verse says it is right to obey. Because by doing so, you're gaining wisdom.
Yes.
All right? The book of Colossians 3:21 says, fathers, do not provoke or irritate or exasperate your children.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. And then it says, so they will not lose heart and become discouraged or unmotivated. Let's just look at the first part of this word.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's saying, don't irritate, don't provoke them.
Mm.
Now, how do you do that? Sometimes we make demands that are trivial, demands that are unreasonable, demands that are humiliating or abusive.
Mm.
All right? Sometimes we favor one over the other.
True.
Sometimes we're indifferent. We
True.
Treat them. So these are the things that we need to look at, that if we are not careful, they are irritating our children.
Mm.
So we need to be careful. And then he says, or the last part, so that they don't become discouraged or unmotivated. Because remember, if they get discouraged, it means their spirits are broken. And when their spirits are broken, a lot of damage happens there.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, let me listen. No, one author, Ellen G. White, says in Testimonies, Volume 5, page 37, children are what their parents made them by their instruction, by their discipline, and by their example. Now, children learn from us. First, we need to give instructions. We need to guide them. And then, here and there, there will be a need for discipline. We've already highlighted how you apply that one.
Yes.
It has to be also meted in proportion to the act.
Okay.
At the same time, here, the author says, the children are looking for examples from us.
Mm-hmm.
Are we exemplary? Are we living what we are talking about? Because that's how they learn best. He continues on page 40 to say, deal honestly and faithfully with your children and work bravely and patiently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these things, if we do these things, then they reinforce those principles that I've spoken about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also vice versa. Because if we have love for Christ, we will have love for ourselves. We'll have love for our children. Therefore, we'll be able to deal honestly and faithfully with our children.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have the patience. Sometimes we lack patience as parents. We are so impatient.
Hey,
why don't you do this? Why don't you understand this? Mm-hmm. And forgetting that someone was patient with us yesterday. So we need to do the same. Understand?
Yeah.
Now, this the writer continues to say, parents, for child's sake, do not blunder in your most important work, that of molding the characters of your children for time and for eternity.
Okay.
So this is a task that is given to parents. He says it's the most important work.
Mm.
And we need not, we must not blunder on this one, because we are molding characters out of, sometimes, you know, I've got beautiful daughters and handsome young men, but I can tell you, they are all different.
Yes.
And they test you, they push you as a parent differently.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to understand your duty.
Mm.
I am here to help them mold their characters, not just for now, but for eternity.
Yes.
And this requires vision, patience, and of course, lots and lots of prayers.
Mm-hmm.
The author continues to say, an error on your part in neglect of faithful instruction or in the indulgence of that unwise affection which blinds our eyes to their defects and prevents you from giving them proper restraint will prove their ruin. Mm. So this is a very sensitive work. This is very important work that we are asked to do by God.
Mm.
But God is saying, with me, everything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
If you invite me, I will guide you. I will hold your hand, and just to ensure that at the end of the day, we reach the goal. For God wants us to be with him. We're still waiting for his second coming, and he wants all of us to be saved with our children.
Yep.
With our defective characters, their defective characters. So that we need to understand as we go forward. My sister, I forgot to ask how much time I have. I tried to cover. I know your time sometimes can be very short. And let me allow you, maybe if there's any area that I've not, maybe there's a question here and there, let's deal with that.
It's okay, Mpundisi. Here's a comment that is coming through on our WhatsApp line saying, good morning, Mpundisi and Zanele. You see, Elder, you're going to be a pastor soon. It says here, Earliness of action is very key in bringing up children. We are instructed by God to start early, not to wait until they err, for us to intervene in taking action. Some parents take love a little notch higher and spoil their children in the course of expressing this love. Then when the children falter, they being disciplinarians, we should teach them the right way from an early age and show them love as prescribed in the Bible, Proverbs 22, verses 6. Train up your child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Thank you so much there to my listener who has actually sent us that comment there, saying that, echoing the words, my elder, that you were saying there. But looking at how we have all these parenting styles that are here, right? And as you were saying, I'm at 2000. Mm. Sometimes we, even us as parents, we go to Google because, hey, siyaxakek, we don't know, you know, trying to find parenting styles, which one would work with this child. This one is introverted. This one is into tech these days. This one is into, so how would I do that? When we incorporate now biblical values, as you have spoken about there, will that influence our parenting styles? Even if, let's say, I'm a gentle parent, I don't even know what that is, but I know there's that word. If I'm a gentle parent, me having some biblical principles, will that help me to better that particular way of parenting, or will it not? And should we well incorporate the biblicals to what they expect, the psychologists, the whatever they tell us how to parent our children?
So that's very true, and it's so true. You see, once we understand our purpose, why are we here? Now we'll then understand what is it that God wants us to achieve in the end with the children that is given us.
Mm.
Of course, as I have said, children are not the same.
Yep.
So understanding the biblical principles will definitely influence our parenting style.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not have one parenting style in the same house.
Mm.
So what you need, in other words, it will have to be adapted when dealing with this one and that one according to how they are. Remember, some of them you've just touched on, some of them are into tech, and when you sit down and talk with them, they might not understand.
Mm.
But if you go into their space, your principles will start to make meaning, to have value in them. So we need to reach them where they are. So that at the end of the day, we can try to infuse what they want to achieve and what God wants us to achieve through them.
Mm.
But listen, there's one thing that is so important here to any parent who's listening.
Mm.
There is nothing as difficult as you as a parent having done all, having done the best you could, and the child still go the other direction.
Yeah.
And you ask yourself, where did I go wrong? Mm. And when you trace your steps backwards, you say, man, I've said all the right things. I've done all the right. I've lived accordingly.
Mm.
But then we need to understand, as the children grow, there comes a time when they will make their own decisions.
Mm.
And unfortunately, some of those decisions we might not like.
Mm.
Remember, we are also given the power of choice.
Mm-hmm.
So if we believe that God gave us the power of choice, so did God give them that power of choice.
Mm.
So sometimes as parents, we become so hard on ourselves and start blaming ourselves and forgetting this one aspect. I always say to myself, I need to do the best I can and leave the rest to God.
Mm.
For me, that's my formula in life. I say human effort plus divine intervention equals success. And if for instance, I've done the best I could, even if the outcome is not what I expected, I accept because I know that I've done the best and God wanted it to be this way. That's why it did not become what I intended.
Mm.
So I accept that. So, and I'm saying, even with our kids, I'll, you know, if we had time, I would share a story, but just to be brief, one of my girls, the older one, many years later, she's working now. And she came to me to say, Daddy, you know, what you told me when I was still growing up, it's only making sense now.
Okay.
I mean, this thing now, I'm facing this thing, these challenges.
Yeah.
At the time you were telling me these things, I did not understand.
Mm.
I wanted things my way. So what I'm trying to say, as we do this task as parent, we need to understand that our children might not see things the way they should.
Mm-hmm.
And they might also be adamant to do things their way.
Yeah.
And when things did not work out, we must not go and say, yeah, I told you so.
I know bet.
We mustn't do that.
Yeah.
But we must also say, all right, have you learned something out of the whole thing?
Yeah.
So let's work together to try and see if there's anything that could be salvaged out of the whole situation. Because that's what God is doing to us. Yeah.
My elder, as we wrap it up, you know, you said something in the beginning that prayer, we must pray. No doubt about it, but we must do something else, you know, as we are raising up these children, because they will push us to the edge, ne? They will push up. So would you suggest that as we are parenting these children, it's okay to go to family therapy, for example, where you feel like the relationship now it's just done. Yes, we are praying. Yes, we are believing God, but just to ease that relationship, would you suggest that parents visit a family therapist when it's needed?
Of course, Siswam. I firmly believe that God uses a number of tools.
Mm.
He uses a number of people to achieve certain things in our lives.
Mm.
That includes other counselors. Mm. I might not be able to communicate things the way they should, but someone else might be used by God to achieve that. I always say to myself, when looking at therapists, let me start at home. And then you can blend it with those who are not our faith to get their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you start home, at times you might not even need to go outside.
Mm.
I think the one of the reasons or challenges that we are facing is confidentiality.
Mm.
Sometimes as parents, when we confide in someone, when we share our trials and tribulation, our pains with our fellow brethren, there's nothing as damaging as hearing your story from someone in the public space and a story that you thought was just between you and that person.
Yeah.
So these things might tend to discourage, but that should not stop us from getting, counseling where necessary.
Mm.
Because remember, we said from the beginning, we continue to pray, God sometimes answers our prayers immediately. Sometimes God will refer you somewhere or to someone.
Mm.
And then, so you will never know. So you need to ask God, what is it that I must do?
Mm.
What is it that I should do in this situation?
Mm.
And then God will definitely guide you in the right direction. The challenge, Siswam, is that small voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes we are so loud and we are even unable to hear that small voice, God's voice, talking to us, guiding us. So yes, I think what you were talking about, for me, I support.
Mm-hmm.
I support because God uses, we've got great counselors within our church and people of God, both male or female, who are really led by God's Spirit.
Yep, indeed. My elder, thank you so much. I'm going to ask that once again. Can you please pray this one? Pray for us parents so that we may be able to parent these children in the right way, and as that verse that came through saying that we may train them up, in the ways of the Lord. If you can just put us there as abazali in your prayers.
Thank you so much. Let us pray. Our kind and heavenly Father, the Lion of Judah, dear Lord, we thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our parent. We thank you for guiding us and being patient with us.
Mm.
At times we stray away from you, but you never leave nor forsake us. As you've given us this task of raising children, may we represent you as you want us to. May we, Heavenly Father, realize our helplessness without you. May we, Heavenly Father, realize that one day we'll have to give an account. As we do this task, bless us, Bless the people we get into contact with. Bless our children. Yes, they've got their own minds, but may you work in them to look at the other side. Sometimes parents are doing the best they could, but the children just don't listen, or they see things differently. We are appealing to you to take charge of our lives, to take charge of the lives of the little ones. As we've said earlier on, Heavenly Father, some of us might not have given birth to children, but you've still given us a task of raising the children that are out there. Hence, we are saying the village raises kids. And we want you to take charge of those situations. There are so many kids who are needy out there of seeing role models, fathers, mothers, who can lead the way as they follow. Others, as we begin this year, have not made it. Others are still battling to go back to school. May you be with those children. May you be with the parents. May you give each and everyone a role to play in making their lives better. Be with the station as they continue to spread the good word. Give them the resources that they need, Heavenly Father. We ask all this in your wonderful name. Amen.
Amen and amen. My elder, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Same to you, Siswam. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.